Okay, so yesterday, Daniel had asked, the Gemara, we talked about the halachot of making a bracha on the talis, and we noted the Gemara talked about, right, is it a mitzvah to every day, is it a mitzvah to say shalom and grandma, that you make a bracha every day. And then Daniel asked, well, what happens if you take it off? Do you have to make a new bracha? Now, that is, in fact, the sugya that people ask based on this, and because we're still without a printer, I did what I could do with copying. We'll do mostly the halacha, but let's look at where it comes from. So the last few sections of the Torah in Siman Chet in Hilchot Tzitzis are about hefsek. So the halacha that I didn't give you, which is right before here, is that if you're going to put on multiple begadim of tzitzis, so as long as you have in mind, right, and you put one after the other, so you make one bracha on everything.
On the first one, and then put them on, or put all.
Yeah, you make the bracha on the first one, and then you put them all on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever. There was a copy by your Maka. Do you have one? Well, it's there. They're all of them are there. Four like this. And he said, but if there's a hefsek, you can make on each one. And therefore, he continues that Misha Ragalit Ade Bereknesset Betalit Gadol Zerech Lavarech Alav Alfa Bisha Berechal Dalkel and Shavashar Kvar. And therefore, he says, and this is not the minhag of most Ashkenazim, but the Mechaber writes that therefore, if you put on your Talis Gadol Achul, you still have to make your bracha on the talis katan at home and talis gadol in shul because there's a hefsek between them, right? I mean, I put on my talis katan at 6-something in the morning and I get here and put on my talis gadol at 7:45.
Well, a lot of people, so let's say on Shabbos when people walk to shul with their talis gadol on, you would just make one bracha.
So then even according to the Mechaber, you make one bracha. But the Ashkenazi, I guess we saw, because of the concern that our talis katan is not... You're not yotze with it, so the Darkei Moshe says the minhag is that you just wait to be yotze with your talis because this way you're sure you're making the lisatev.
But it's in two separate brachos.
Correct, but lisatev is the real one. Right? It's the real one according to Rama, right, and everybody's so, choshesh.
No, but according to this, when you
cover the other.
Yes, but that's the Ashkenazi. That's for the most part the Ashkenazi minhag. The Ashkenazi minhag is to be choshesh for the position. Okay, we did this. We spent like half an hour on this. We're concerned about the position that you're not yotze with the talis katan enough that we don't make a bracha if you're going to be wearing a talis gadol.
I see. Everything
right? Remember that, guys? Guys, remember that?
Was this yesterday?
No, this was like we spent a week on this.
Yes.
Yes, remember? Remember this?
Yes.
Right, that's the Ashkenazi minhag from the Darkei Moshe, according to Mishnah Berurah. That's in general the minhag, but fundamentally the Mechaber, the Torah already writes here that if you're going to, he's assuming you're making on the Talis Katan and you're making on the Talis Gadol and different brachot because of the hefsek between them. And then in Yudalid, the Torah writes, "V'impasha talitov lohaya daita lilov show miyad kishachozer v'lov show tzarech levarich." If you take your talis off, right now that's where we pick up in our Gemara. So then, what's the halacha? So if you didn't have in mind to put it on immediately, you have to make a new bracha. Avam haya daita lilov show miyad. But if your intent was to put it on immediately, kigon shepashado to kideli kanez levirakisei. You took it off to go to the bathroom, take a shower, whatever. Bazani mistapek. So there I'm not sure. Because we can go in both directions. And what's the two sides to this argument? He says, by tefillin, every time you stop performing the mitzvah and you start again, you make a new bracha. Or even if you move it off and you're not yotze.
Wait, if you take it off during davening to go to the bathroom, you have to make a bracha.
Yes.
Even after Shemon Esrei Hamchat.
Yes. Yes. Miu Yesh Lomar, the shiny Adam Shazadim Koman, the other Shalhaibim Koman. But he says, maybe that's only when your tefillin come off and you didn't realize they're in the wrong place. So you had a chadas because you thought you were being kind of the mitzvah. You look down, oh my God, I'm not being kind of the mitzvah. I'm sure if you took it off. Right? So then you put it back on, you have to make a new bracha. But by your tefillin, let's say you're moving around your tefillin. So then do you make a new bracha?
No,
because you know what you're doing. Right? You know exactly what you're doing. It's only where like you look and it's like, oh God, I didn't realize I wasn't being in the midst of tefillin for the last hour.
Sure.
So then probably you wouldn't make a new bracha. So bracha lahakel. Right? But he says, but even if you're, you know, you look down, it's like, oh my God, I didn't realize that my tefillin had rolled down to my elbow, right? But I'm going to continue wearing it for an hour or all day, so you make a new bracha. He says, so he said, maybe here also, you would say that if I'm taking off my talis and I know I'm going to put it back on, I don't have to make a new bracha. Right? That is. So his suffix is, right, by tefillin, we know that if you, it falls off, or it's falling off, you're not being yotzei, so you have to make a new bracha. But he says, but maybe there, if I'm moving it around, it's considered kavana. So by talis, he's misopik. Right? If I take it off with the intent to put it back on, do I make or not make a new bracha? Yeah.
By tefillin, do we consider like in the right spot?
Where you're yotzei.
Right, but I'm saying, does it have to be in that spot
yes.
on its own? Or like, let's say, when I'm holding it, it's in the right spot, but if I would let go, it would move.
No, it needs to be tied.
But if it's loose?
No.
You have to tie. Holding it in the spot doesn't count.
It has to be tied to the spot.
On its own.
Do you sit there with your towel? You're telling like this all the time?
Sometimes, let's say, you feel it getting loose, right?
So then you move it back.
So instead of tightening again or retying everything, you just bring it in closer so it doesn't move from that spot. Like, yeah.
You move your elbow in.
Yeah, like or so you hold it, so this way it's not moving.
Tie it.
If you don't, though, is that considered that it's in the right spot? Because if I were to let go, it would have moved.
But it's not nikshar.
Like what?
It's not cut, right? You have to tie it.
In the right spot?
No, you have to, it has to be tied. Remember, you have a mitzvah of tying your tongue. No, it's, that's not called tying, man. Right, you can't just have your, right, you can't just, right, you're tying it, right? Why do you think you do that?
Tying shoes, but only at the very ends of the shoe. This is how it
And then he said, if you sleep in your talis, you don't have to make a bracha in the morning. Now, this is not clear, right? As we'll see, this may depend on whether the bracha is on the clothing or on day or night, right? The tour is of the position that it's on clothing, like his father, the Rush. So obviously, you're not going to make it in the morning, right? But is that true according to other Rishonim who think it's about day and night? That's it. We'll come back to
but
when we get to that.
Even,
but
even if it's on the clothing, isn't that what's it called, Hesach HaDaos?
Yeah, but you were doing the Maisa Mitzvah. There's no such thing as Hesach HaDaos while you're being Mekayim the Mitzvah. Right? You're wearing it. Right? According to the Rush, you are Mekayim it while you're sleeping.
How could you be Mekayim something if you're not even
because you're swearing it.
You're not understanding that you're doing
who
it.
Who cares? You're doing it.
There's no Kavana.
So what? I'm being a little bit polemical here because it's not totally clear that's true, but fundamentally you're doing the mitzvah. Do you make a new bracha every time you space out in your tefillin?
You should.
No, you shouldn't because you're continuing to do the mitzvah. We might get back to how important kavana actually is by tzitzis. We'll come back to that. But I want to focus on one machloket between the Beis Yosef and the Rama, which will bring some of these issues really into sharper light. So look at the Beis Yosef. Right. So, what do we learn from this? From this sugya. So the Beis Yosef writes, Klomar. Heichad lo hayadaito lov shomia davar pashadu shmeachar shesiach daato tzarech levarich. Aval heicha do hayadaato. You know what? Really, I should go back one more. You know what? Okay, let's go back one more. Okay? We won't read it all, but let's go back one more. Look at Yud Gimel. Okay? So first on the halacha before, that someone who normally puts on his talis in shul, he has to make a bracha at home, that is the tour, and then make it again in shul, because there's a hefsek. Where does he get this from? So if you look at the Beis Yosef and Yud Gimel, look at the top of the page, he says, he gets it from... From where? From the Gemara we did yesterday.
Are you doing
Yudalev? No, actually, let's start a little bit above that. Let's stop at the top of the page just for a minute to lay the framework. He says, where does he get this from? From our Gemara that we saw yesterday. That Rabbi Yehuda would put Tchelet on his wife's clothing and he'd make the bracha every day. Uparich mi the Rama Safar mitzvah to say shalom man grami. A maim of our called Safar et Safar. And the Gemara said, but wait a second, he thinks the mitzvah is constant. It's not time bound. So if it's not time bound, then why do you make a bracha every single day? And what was the answer? Klomar came into the Nami's man tzitzit lo hayo lo lavar chalpan rishon. Mikan veilach chad yom arich adami. Mishani, what did the Gemara say? that because he holds like Rebbe, who says that tefillin calls mancha manichon mevarech aleihem, because tefillin you make a bracha whenever you put them on during the day. So what did we learn from this yesterday? Remember that the bracha is on the ma'isa mitzvah, not on the zman hachiyuv. And therefore, even if I put on tefillin two or three times a day, let's say I put on tefillin at Shacharis and Mincha, let's make it easy, right, for illustration purposes. So, the first day, and the Gemara would have said, you make how many brachos that day?
Two.
One.
Oh.
Right?
22.
Right? The Gemara in Sukkah, rather.
Oh.
Right? That it's on the Zman. Right? That's the Shita of the Chachamin, Kol Shachar. But the way we paskin, which is the Maskana of the Gemara, both in Menachot and in Sukkah, how many brachos do you make? Two. Why? Because the bracha is on each Maisa Mitzvah. So the Beis Yosef says, why is it the case that if I make, that I put my talis on and I put another one on later, that I make two brachot? Because we paskin that it's about the Maisa Mitzvah. So then he gets into a... Then he gets into a whole different minhagim of when people would put on their talis katan. The Maharam would put on his talis katan as soon as he left shul, so that he wouldn't get into this problem, right? He would put on his talis katan after shul, etc. But this is the basis, this is the background for the minhag. Now, the Trumas Hadeshen says that if you even talk between putting on the talis katan and talis gadol, you have to make a second bracha. And again, all of that would have pointed against the minhag that the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Darkei Moshe, that we only make one bracha on the talis gadol, because clearly there's a hefsek, right? I put on my talis at home at 6:15, and my tzitzis, and I put on my talis when I get to shul. But what we learn fundamentally this from this halacha is that since the bracha is on a ma'isa ha-mitzvah, so therefore what category is relevant? Hefsek. And hesek hadat, just like everywhere else, whenever you care about particular action, the only way to connect two different actions is by not having a break. But if you have a hesek or you have hesek hadat, then you have a break, right? That's the background to this halacha, okay? Again, there's a lot of sub-details in this halacha, and I don't want, maybe if we have time I'll get back to it, but let's focus on this one. So now, what happens when you take it off? So with that background, now let's go look at Yudalit. So the Beis Yosef says, Klomar, Heichad lohaya daita lolov shel miyad, davar pashru, shemeachar shesiach daita tzarech levarech. Aval heichad lohaya daita lolov shel miyad, stopping in tzarech levarech. It's clear that if you have no intent to wear it when you take it off, that you make another bracha, that we know. Why? Because the bracha is in the Maisa Mitzvah. If you took it off, you finished the Maisa Mitzvah, and you didn't have kavana, so then you have the nigu bracha. But what is the suffix? Like, what's his suffix? The Torah suffix is when I go to the bathroom. And what's the suffix?
Well, tefillin, you have to take it off.
No, no, what's the suffix?
Oh,
right? By tefillin, what's the halacha? If I take it off to go to the bathroom, do I have to make a new bracha?
Yeah.
Yes, even though I'm going to put it back on. Why is that true? So there's two ways of looking at it. One is to say, why when I take off my tefillin, knowing I'm going to put it back on, but I go to the bathroom, I still have to make a new bracha. There's two ways of looking at it. One is...
You have to take it off.
It's the action.
One... Okay. Explain, Daniel. One is...
It's categorical.
Meaning, since I had to take it off, even though in my head I said I'm going to put it back on, it doesn't matter because there's a halachic break. What's the other way of looking at it? Yeah, which is that when I went in the bathroom, and I'm not, right? Simply, the fact, it's just a case of hesek hadas.
So if you spaz out...
So in the first case, if it's categorical, that wouldn't apply to tzitzis.
Exactly. Right, if you think that here, it's not hesek hadas. It's not that I don't think about my tefillin, it's that even if I was thinking about my tefillin, the fact that I'm not allowed to wear it makes it... That I'm
okay.
Right? That because I couldn't wear it, so that's a halachic break, and I have to make a new bracha. So does that apply by talis?
No.
But if you say that, no, it's not categorical, it's not fundamental, it's not a chalos of a break. What is it? Since I can't wear it in the bathroom, so memela, I don't concentrate on it. But what makes me make a new bracha is the fact that I had hesek hadat, the fact that I wasn't concentrating, because I'm not going to concentrate, because I'm not allowed to wear it.
That logic, if you spaz out.
So then by that logic, would I have to on a talis?
No.
Yes.
Yes, because I'm allowed to wear my tallis in the bathroom, but if I chose not to, for whatever reason, right? So, are you allowed to wear your tzitzis in the bathroom?
Yes.
Avada. What's the minhag? Not to wear a tallis gadol in the bathroom, because since we don't wear a tallis gadol all day, the minhag is to take it off before you go to the bathroom, but you have to? No. So if you think that it's a fundamental thing, so would you make a new bracha when you go to the bathroom and you take off your tallis? As long as you had in mind, you're going to put it back on?
No.
But if you think that the category was, look, whenever I take it off to go to the, because Mimelai has a chadas, because I don't normally wear it in this context, so then does it matter whether I'm formally chayef to take it off or not? No. So who's this machlokes between? Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe. Right? So if you look at the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef explains what I just said. He says, Umakom asafi kumishum de kaimalon de hukcher kolotara letzvilin. We compare all of the Torah to Tefillin. These are Barakama the Kiddush. V'amrinan, and in the continuation of that Siga in Sukkah that we saw by Bracha, what does the Gemara say? The Kol Ema de'amashim u'mevarech. That by Tefillin, every time I move it and I'm not Yotze, I make a Bracha. Perush. Im zazum im kom na'mashmish ben, tzarech lach ziran. Ma'lim kom on. Ve'ikol me'mer, k'shizir me'roch, l'gamrei tzarech levarech. So he says, first of all, what was the Torah suffix before he gets to the bathroom? He says the Torah suffix was as follows. By tefillin, we know that if it falls off by itself or even moves, you have to make a new bracha. So the Torah said, why is that? Is that because every time I'm not Yotzei, Mimela to new Maisa Mitzvah, so I always have to make a new bracha? Or do you say, it's because I didn't have in mind, because I didn't know it fell off. Therefore, if I took it off and put it back on, if you think that the reason that I, with my tefillin, when it falls off, right, falls in the wrong place, I make new bracha, is because every Maisa Mitzvah is new automatically, so then, even if I take it off with the intent to put it on, would I make a new bracha without the bathroom? Yes. But if you think that, no, when it falls off into the wrong place, the reason I make a new bracha is because there was Hesach Hadas, because I didn't know, so then if I take it off and put it back on, would I make a new bracha?
Yeah,
that's the Torah suffix. Okay? That's the Torah suffix. But skip down to the last wide line. But the Beis Yosef says, V'zeu Be'er Divrei Rabbeinu. That's the suffix of the Torah when it comes to simply taking off your tefillin and putting it back on. But he says, I don't understand it. The Gemara says explicitly that when Rava would go to the bathroom, he'd take over the tefillin, put it, and then when he came out, he put it back on and make a new bracha. He said, it's clear that this is someone who wore his tefillin all day. So he knew he was going to put it back on. So therefore, the fact that he made a new bracha, what does that prove for the Beis Yosef? That, no. That it's just about Hesed. No, but think about what the Beis Yosef is doing. The Beis Yosef is saying he knew he was going to put it back on. So now you could read one of two things. Right?
He was going to put it back on, but he still made a bracha.
Good. So how does the Beis Yosef understand that? He says it's not categorical, it's... It proves that as soon as I go to the bathroom, it's Hesach Hadas. And therefore, he uses it to prove the Torah Safek and says that if I take my tefillin off and put it back on... One second. He says, therefore, if I take my tefillin off and put it back on, do I have to make a new bracha? Yes, because how does the Beis Yosef understand this whole sugya? About Hesach Hadas. And therefore, he says, whenever I take off my tefillin and put it back on, it's all about Hesach Hadas. And that's why if it falls off my arm, I have to make a new bracha. That's why I go to the bathroom, I have to make a new bracha. Because what do I learn? That it's about the Maisa Mitzvah. Every time I do the new Maisa Mitzvah, I have to. Right? Sorry. The Beis Yosef goes farther. He says, not just about Hesach Hadas. There's three deos here. Is it about Hesach Hadas? Is it about every Maisa Mitzvah simply requires a new bracha? Or is it only when there's a categorical break? So which of those three does the Beis Yosef take? What we learn from here is that every time you do a Maisa Mitzvah, you have to make a new bracha. And therefore, if I take my tefillin off, I have to make a new bracha. If I take them off to go to the bathroom, I have to make a new bracha. I always have to make a new bracha. And that's what he said in the name of the Shul Bolei Aleket. And he says, and if there's Hesach Hadas,
what is it? You're going to have Hesach Hadas because you took it off?
No, sorry. He says it's not even about Hesach Hadas. I'm sorry. He says it's not even about Hesach Hadas. He said it's simply about taking it off and putting it back on. Right? Because Yosef says, it's what we learn from here is every Maisa Mitzvah requires a bracha. Right? But what does the Ramah say? Look at the Ramah. Vani Amar Shein and Nidom and L'Raya. The Ramah says you got it wrong. The Hazam Gavit Tfilin Chosach Chalt and Dasi Kondas Ben Levi Zaki Seve Lo B'Dai Te Talia Milsa B'chein Tzarech Lachs L'Varech Zeu Hevei Hefzik. The Ramah says, you're learning the wrong thing from this. It's not that every time you do the Maisa Mitzvah you need a bracha. When do you need a bracha? A new bracha. If there was a break. So what type of break is it? So he says, the bathroom break is a categorical break. Because I'm not allowed to wear it. But if I take off my tefillin and put it right back on with no break and no lack of das, so
what if you have to get das but you're still wearing it?
So right, so this is where it is. So everyone agrees. One second. Hesach das, everyone agrees if I take off my tefillin and my tzitzis. No, okay, let me clarify it. Okay, it wasn't clear because there were three categories. Beis Yosef holds. What do we learn from this halacha? That every time I perform a Maisa Mitzvah, I need to make a new bracha. And therefore, if I take off my tefillin and I put them back on, do I need to make a new bracha? Yes. If I take off my tefillin and I don't have in mind to put them on, do I make a new bracha?
Yes.
According to?
Everyone.
Everybody. If there's actual Hesach Hadas, then do you make a new bracha?
Yes.
According to everybody, you make a new bracha.
With taking them off.
Yeah, of course. If they're on you, you don't make a new bracha. Right, that's a problem, but you don't make a new bracha. Correct, but you didn't. But the bracha is still in the Maisa Mitzvah. Hesach Hadas is what breaks one Maisa Mitzvah from another. But if you're in the same Maisa Mitzvah, the Hesach Hadas doesn't change it. That's the right. It's the Hesach Hadas is that it prevents your bracha from going on the next Maisa Mitzvah. So if you took off your tefillin, took off your talis, and had no plans on putting it back on, so you make a new bracha.
Yes,
Me'achus. Everyone agrees. What's the machlokes?
If you intended to.
If I intend to put it back on, but there is something in between.
And you don't hold on, like, that it's on the Maisa Mitzvah.
Good. So the Ramah says, look, the Beis Yosef says, the halacha is I make a new bracha every time I perform a Maisa Mitzvah. So therefore, if I go to the bathroom and I take off my talis, even though I didn't have to, and I put it back on, so now it's a new Maisa Mitzvah. And what does the Ramah say? No. He says there's three categories. We don't paskin that you make a new bracha on every Maisa Mitzvah. When do you make a bracha on the new Maisa Mitzvah? Only if there's Hesach Hadas. The Gemara in Tfilin tells you there was no Hesach Hadas. He said there's two ways that you can break the connection between one bracha and the second Maisa Mitzvah. One is Hesach Hadas, everybody agrees. What's the other?
Categorical.
And therefore he says, by Tfilin, why is it if I go to the bathroom I have to make a new bracha on my Tfilin?
You can't wear them.
Because I can't wear them into the bathroom. So that's not a Hesach Hadas break. That's a formal break. But by talis, am I allowed to wear my talis in the bathroom?
Yes.
Yes. And therefore he says, so that's what he writes. He says, Shelo yitzarech lazi, the v'dayta lulav shen miyad, in tzarech lach shelo barich. V'hu adin gav eitzit says, avagam v'shim v'shim sharot, z'gam v'shim 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 Bechiluk ze shekasavti behed you be gemara beperik misha meisul in and zik betfilah so tzarlach to the rosh. And he says, where do I learn this from? Where do I learn this category from?
Brachot.
From brachot, because in brachot we say that if you have a hefsek in your tefillah, right, you stop in the middle of tefillah, so you have to go back to the beginning, right? And there the rule is only if. Right, you were Hesach Hadas, or you were waited too long. Lechzer es kulo. Because of Beis Yosef, right? The Dvarim is Lashonu. Because of Beis Yosef, and since it's Avgal Lashkan, the Mitzvah Hesach Hadas, Mavarach Layin, Kol Manchem Esatev. I'm very Chuliyim. Ain't Gan Raya Klal. Hey Chashem Meisir Talis of Dato Lachzer Lofshow. And he says the Beis Yosef tries to prove it from the Shmuel Alekid, who says every time you put on a talis, you make a bracha. But he said that's not what the Shmuel Alekid meant. The Shmuel Alekid meant every time you put on a talis, you make a bracha. Not when I take it off and then put it back on. He's just saying when I put on a talis, I have to make a bracha. That's not a chiddush. And that, therefore, the Beis Yosef says that it's about Maisa Mitzvah. The halacha is that every time I take it off, it ends the Maisa Mitzvah. I got to start again. I got to make a new bracha. And the Ramah says no. There's two ways to have a break from one bracha. One is Hesach Hadas. The other is a formal break. Now, there are some achronim who try to defend it and say, look, even though I don't have to take off my talis before I go to the bathroom, since the minhag is, right? So maybe that's enough of a formal break. Right? Maybe that's enough of a formal, I don't have to, but midin minhag, I really don't. Right? So some achronim want to defend it that way. But fundamentally, this is the position of the Ramban. Now, Rebuvadia, let me just finish this one second. Rebuvadia says that even though this should be a machlokes, Shulchan Aruch and Ramban, and it is, he thinks that the minhag svard is to paskin like the Ramah because of Safik Bracha Lachakel. Because of Safik Bracha Lachakel. But then the post, yeah.
So my question is, in terms of Safik Adas, if you take it off, right, and your intent is I'm going to put it on later, right, but then you go do something and you have Safik Adas.
Good, so that, now let's come to, good, so now that you've seen the fundamentals, now let's answer Daniel's question. Right, Daniel's question yesterday was, okay, but if I take off my talis, do I have to make a new bracha? So, wait one second. So according to Beis Yosef, do I have to make a new bracha?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's a Mais Nima.
Because according to the Beis Yosef, the way we conceptualize it is that every Mais Mitzvah needs its own bracha. Hesach Hadas, not Hesach Hadas, doesn't matter. How does the Rambam conceptualize it? There are two ways to break it. What are they? You do an act which prevents you from being in the mitzvah, which doesn't usually happen by tzitzis. Or, what's the one that everybody agrees to? That's the one that not everyone agrees to. Is Hesach Hadas. Meaning, if I make a bracha and I only intend to wear this for on this wearing of tzitzis, and then I take it off, and I have no intent of putting my tzitzis back on, so now in my head I have ended that act of wearing tzitzis.
That's only the intent.
Correct.
Meaning, I could have intent to, I'm taking it off now, and my intent is I will put it back on in 2 hours. But during those 2 hours, I'm going to do something else.
Good. So now, let's figure it out. So according to the Rambam, so what do you think? Right? There has to, so what would you say? According to the Rambam, what do I need to define?
Hesach Hadas.
One is Hesach Hadas. What's the other thing? What's the other possibility? Is you might say that according to the Rambam, just like by tefillin, there's something called a fundamental break. Meaning, where, like by tefillin, if I wear my tefillin, if I take off my tefillin to go to the bathroom, does it matter that you have das?
No.
Because you can't wear it. The question is there any act, by going to the bathroom won't be enough by talis, because you're allowed to wear your tzitzis in the bathroom. But is there another parallel type of act by talis that would make you, that would be considered an objective break, even if you didn't have Hesach Hadas? Right? That's the conceptual question to ask, right? One is how to define Hesach Hadas, and the other is there anything which is sort of similar to the, right, to tefillin? Right? To tefillin. So, this is where when I sent you the summary yesterday from the Halakhapedia, this is a pretty fair summary, but I'll literally read it to you and explain to you the postcard. What? Didn't I told you look it up on Halakhapedia, where they just go through it, but I'll read it to you. I went through and checked all the footnotes yesterday, that when I was going through to make sure this is right, but let me read it to you, okay? So he writes, the Shulchan Aruch holds that if one's talis is removed for any period of time, even if one intends to put it back on again immediately, one has to make a bracha. That's what we just saw. The Ramah disagrees and holds that if you remove a talis with the intention to put it back on, or within a short period of time, so now let's read the Ramah inside. So if you look at Simen Ches, this is the way the Ramah, based on the Darkei Moshe, writes. He writes, in Pasha Talit Ofilait, Vidai Delach, Zazate, Vomiyatra, Levarach, Jashua, Vizate, Vod. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you take off your talis, even with intent to put it back on, you have to make a new bracha. The Ramah says, V'yish Omrim She'en Mavarchim, Ayadai Delach, Zazate, Vod. Some say, if you had intent to put it back on, you don't have to. V'yish Omrim Davka, Shinisha, Olav Talis, Katan. Oh, sorry, I forgot to mention this position. There is a third position, which says that if it's about Hesach Hadas, so there's a magic rule, which is, if you were wearing a talis katan, that makes it that you're not Mesiach Das, because you still have in mind your own talis. And therefore, if you have your talis katan on, you don't make a new bracha on your talis gadol. And he says, V'hachi no again. And that's the minhag. So, but the rock, So how long, therefore, do you So how long will the Ramah say you have before the right, the Hesach Hadas kicks in? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, first of all, says that obviously if I took it off and I didn't explicitly say I was going to put it back on, we assume that there was Hesach Hadas and you always make a new bracha. Right?
Explicitly, like, out loud?
No, like, I took it off with no intent of putting it back on, so that's called Hesach Hadas. But if I did, so... if I were feirish, verbally, not verbally, doesn't matter. So then, I don't have to. So how long? So here I'll summarize it for you, okay? He says, it's unclear what the post can mean by a short period of time, right? What is this? So, they range. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, 2 or 3 hours. 2 or 3 hours. Right? He's pretty makeal on this, and he says, look, as long as I put it on within 2 or 3 hours, like, I can't, like, take it off, right? Like, right after davening in the morning, go for a swim, and then for a run, and then I forget to put it on by lunch, and then I actually take a shower, you know, whatever. And then, like, I feel like I want to put it on by mincha. Like, Shlomo Zalman says, 2, 3 hours, something like that. Okay?
This is based on the Ramah saying after a certain amount of time?
Right, because by that point, either you say it's a formal break, like 3 hours is just too much, or you say, by after 2 or 3 hours, give me a break, you're my Siyach Das. Right? Don't tell me, oh, I took it off by chakras, I mean to put it back by mincha, that's called the same das. Right, the whole point is that both Hesach Hadas and the formal category are telling you that the original bracha is connected to a later Maisa Mitzvah. And he says, after 2, 3 hours, forget it. Rav Avadi Yosef says, look, this is what Rav Avadi says. He says, Me'ikar Adin, who do we paskin like? Shulchan Aruch or Ramah?
Ramah. What you said before?
Me'ikar Adin, who do we paskin like?
Shulchan Aruch.
Why does he say to paskin like the Ramah? Safik brachot lahakel. But therefore, Bavadia says, I'm going to be much stricter on how much time you can have between the first bracha, between taking off your talis and putting it back on, or taking off your tzitzit and putting it back on. Why? Because really, do I think if you take off your tzitzit and you put it back on, do you have to make a new bracha right away? Really, do I think you have to?
Yes.
I just don't, because of Safek Bracha Lahakel. So the Shlomo Zalman is writing from an Ashkenazi perspective, where I really think that if I take it off, do I have to make a new bracha? If there was no Hesach Hadas?
No.
And therefore, Shlomo Zalman, he says 3 hours. Why? Because he's saying, look, I really don't think you have to make a new bracha, but at some point, give me a break. You either may say Hesach Hadas, or it's a formal break, however you want to conceptualize it. So you have to make a new bracha. So he goes 3 hours. But Ravadi is an ikra din. What do I think? You make a new bracha as soon as you put it back on. But Savi Bracha Lahakel tells me I'm machin like the Rambam. But therefore, even with a much shorter break, I'm going to say, okay, but if there's a break in time, plus the fact that the Machaber says even if there was 10 seconds between them, I'd make a new bracha. So then, I make a new bracha. And therefore, Bavadia says that for Svardim, who really pass on the Machaber and are only Machmir like the Ramah, because Savik Bracha Lahakel, you have to put it on within half an hour. Because half an hour is like that general, you know, short period Arai time. Right. Save my naps and stuff like that. Right. Half an hour is generally the amount of time that we talk about. And therefore, he says, I'm going to give you half a time. Now, some people come up and say, well, it depends. And you tell me, misvara. Right? Some people say, wait a second. There's two types of hefsek that you can have in halacha. What are they? Time, hesach hadas, or?
Intentional.
Like a formal act. And therefore, some posts can say it depends. If you do something significant, let's say I take it off for 10 minutes, I put it back on. So then you definitely don't make a bracha. But if I did something significant in the middle, or whatever, right? I'll clarify in a second. So that's like going to the bathroom, where the break isn't the Hesach Hadas. The break is that I did something formal, which either you consider like a radical Hesach Hadas because it focused my attention on something else, or you say that we learn from the bathroom case that there are certain things that break it.
Even the corner of a body with half an hour, the bathroom breaks it off?
No, I didn't say that. Did I say that?
No, because you're saying
that. No, did anyone else? Did I say that?
No, I
didn't say that. Stop. I didn't say that.
You go to the bathroom for half an hour.
Good. That's actually a discussion post, Kim. So let me just summarize the Shita. So Rosh Hashanah says 3 hours. That's his approximation. Rav Moshe Sternbach and Chuvas Hanhagos Aleph Lamed Gimel says, 1 or 2 hours. But he says, but if I waited an hour but I left the building, so we know from Hilchot Bracha that is traveling considered a hefsek? Yes, right? In general, if you make a bracha on a pretzel and then you forget about it, so do you make a new bracha? Yeah. Like half an hour later once you forget it? Yes. What happens if I have an apple and then I walk outside and walk right back inside? Do I make a new bracha?
No.
Yes, because Shinui Makom is an objective break. And therefore, Moshe Sternbach says, look, I don't know how much time it is, but if I... it's an hour, and I go outside and go to a new place. So since in other areas of halacha, traveling or even going outside is considered a formal break. So remember, I said there's these two categories that are constantly vying against each other: hesach hadas and formal breaks. And therefore, Sternbach says, I'm not sure exactly how long you wait, but if you waited an hour and you went and you left the house, so since I know in other areas of halacha, shiurim makom it's called a formal break. So I would tell you to make a new bracha. So if I go for a run outside, what would he say? I go for an hour run.
Yes.
He would say, you make a new bracha. The Ezer Yisrael says that if I make a... and the Piskei Chuvot says the same thing, that if I do a real activity, right? And what this is how they define it. Either an activity that has no definite time limit, right? Meaning I say I'm going to exercise. So now, he says, why, when I go to exercise, what does that tell me? If I say I'm going for a 10-minute run, that's one thing. But if I say I'm going to exercise, and I don't know how long I'm going to be there, I'm going to exercise until my, right? I'm going to exercise until failure.
How
difficult, right? Is that actually? Well, one second. I'm giving you an example. I'm going to exercise until failure, right? I'm going to work out, I don't know, pick a muscle group, I don't care. Right, backs and biceps. Fine. So I'm going to work till failure today. Okay? So I don't know how long failure is. Right? This is an exercise method, right? To work out till failure. Right?
Your muscles give out.
Correct. Because that's when you know that your muscles, right, are now...
that's when they rip.
Rip, and now you're going to regrow, right? So he says, essentially, what he's saying, first of all, it's a significant activity, but what's the bigger problem? Or what's the bigger reason to make a new bracha? I didn't know how long it was going to be, and therefore it was hesach hadas. Right? Because I didn't know how long I was going to go. If I knew I'm going to be on an hour, so you could argue that there was no hesach hadas. But if I don't know how long I'm going to be there, right, that act of doing something that has no definite set time makes it hesach hadas, makes it significant, and therefore he says you have to make a new bracha. Right? Now, alternatively, he says, let's say I go and I tarry afterwards. Right? Meaning I don't just go for my hour run. I go for my hour run, and then I, you know, hang out, I watch something on my phone to chill. So then he says, that's also hesach hadas, because clearly you're not just doing the activity you took your talis off for, your tzitzis off for, you took it off and now you moved on to something else. So that's...
would a run and a shower count as two different activities?
So presumably not, right? Meaning if I knew, okay, I'm going to shower, I'm going to run, shower, like I have in mind, so then according to these poskim, you would say...
okay, but in terms of a definite time for the run, right? For example, practically for me, when I run, I'm not doing it to like break, but I'm also not doing a specific time. I'm doing it based on mileage. So it can...
correct, so that might be different, right? You might say, look, I'm going for... right? Meaning the point is not like some objective thing. They're saying, like, if I know exactly... if I have in mind what I know exactly what I'm doing before I start, so these posts can make it. Right? And say, yeah, that's fine. I don't know if it means time. Like, I'm going for 47 minutes. I assume they mean I'm going... I have a vague idea of what I'm doing, right? But on the other hand, they might say, look, if I say I'm going for a 5-mile run, it could take me anywhere from, you know, 30 minutes, because I have a 6-minute mile, to more likely with me, I don't know, 10 hours or something, like whatever, right? You know? So that would be a headset, because like, right, you know, it's hard to gauge. It's hard to pin down. That's what they're all saying, because...
I'd like to know.
It's hard to pin down, right? That's what they're saying. But that's exactly what they're saying. It's hard to pin down. Rosh Hashanah says within 3 hours you're fine. Right? Sternbach says if it's an hour and you change places, make a new bracha.
So
Rav Avadya says half an hour, make a new bracha.
So far, for all those opinions, I have to make a new bracha.
Well,
Rosh
Hashanah? 3 hours?
I run plus the shower can go over 2 hours.
So I think even Rosh Hashanah would say, yeah, I think according to, I think if that's the case, according to Rosh Hashanah, even you would say you make a new bracha. Because like it's so significant, right? Like I took it off, I put it away, I took a shower, I went Right, I ran, I took a shower, I relaxed for a little bit, right, recovered, and then it's like, oh my God, it's time for mincha. I put my tzitzis back on and ran back to Beis Medrash. Rosh Hashanah is saying, look, that's too much already. Like, that's Hesed Hadas, that's significant. Okay. Classic case. Again, I don't want to get too much into it, but you see the principles at play, right? You could go and look through the Mishnah Berurah, but let me summarize the halacha advice on this. A very often case, a case that comes up all the time, is a Kohen gets up, realizes he doesn't have a talis, borrows your talis. Right? That happens all the time. Do you make a new bracha? So definitely, right, it would seem like, since we paskin like the Ramah, you would not make a new bracha. But, the poskim say, but if, like, I gave it to someone for an aliyah, and then it takes a long time, right, like he passes it, Rav Shechter says, that if I give it to a person for an aliyah, right, so, do I make a new bracha? No. But what happens if I gave it to somebody to take for the aliyah, and I thought that he would give it back to me? And then it turns out that all seven people who get aliyah are not married, right? The father gives it to his son for Kohen, right? So he thinks he'll get it back after Levi, right? The guy will stand up for Kohen Levi, get it back to him. It turns out that all seven people are not married, Bachrim, and don't have a talis. So it ends out he doesn't get it till the end of Matos Masei. So Shechter says, do you make a new bracha?
Yes.
Yes, but that was Hadas. You had in mind that I'm taking it over 5 minutes.
But you still see what's going on. You're still like,
but it doesn't matter. But when I took it off, you did it. That's the thing, is that when I took it off, I didn't have in mind to connect that to it. So Shechter argues you have to make a new bracha. Now someone says, what if they took it off your shoulders without asking you? So then the post comes in, you don't have to make a new bracha unless you really thought they were never going to give it back to you. Because that would be Mesech Das. If you thought they were stealing it from you, that's Mesech Das. I don't know if I'm going to get it back. But if you took it off, like you realize he's going to give it back right away. There's a machlokes of what happens if I give it to someone for him to fulfill a mitzvah, and now the normal halacha is that if it's borrowed, it's not really chayev, right, in tzitzis, so you might give it as matan al manas lahachzir. So there's a machlokes. When I give it to someone as a matan al manas lahachzir, is that considered a break? That's a machlokes haposkin. Okay, what about the bathroom? So we said, you don't have to. The post can say, even if you go to the bathroom for half an hour, doesn't matter. You don't have to make a new bracha, but some of the poskim say, but what happens if you have a fancy talis, and on the atara, it has a pasuk? So then some of the poskim say, you have to make a new bracha. Why? Tell me why. Not because of Hesach Hadas, but because you can't bring pesukim into the bathroom. Your talis you could, but if you put a pasuk on the atara, so then it's like your tefillin, where it's not a Hesach Hadas break. It's a formal break.
Are there any halachos like on that, or like it's just purely like if I like it more, I put a pasuk?
You can put it. There is halacha, but I don't want to get into that now. Right, that's a big question.
Whether
you want to do that, I don't want to get into that. That's questions of sirtut. It's actually a sirtut question.
Sirtut.
You remember sirtut? Because you're putting. Because is there sirtut on that on your talis? No. Are you right? Are you putting letters from a pasuk? Yes, so the Rambam was asked about this.
If you're not doing a thing, if you're stitching it...
Yeah, the Rambam says it's Asher Tzav Sirta. Is it true as a Rambam? It's Asher Tzav Sirta.
Even if it's not in the shirt, right?
What?
Even if it's not in the shirt?
Yep. Rambam says Asher Tzav Sirta.
So weird.
You know, but I thought we were made of, it's not a shirt.
The Rambam wasn't. I was saying the Rambam.
Ah, the Rambam.
The Rambam was asked for Shaila. He said, okay.
But then even this...
Now, what about... Now, what about bathing? So, in general, the poskim assume taking a shower. If you poskim like the Rambam, do you have to make a new bracha?
No.
But some poskim say that if you make a really, the Tzitz Eliezer says that if you go to a shower for a long time, so then do you have to make a new bracha?
Yes.
What
about a mikvah?
The mikvah, they say you don't have to because it's short. You go in, your tovel, it's done.
Because they're not to clean
you. Now there is a caveat. They say if you want to, what you could do is if you know you're going to shower later on and you want to make sure that you're not in a suffix, you could put on your tzitzis and say, I'm having in mind that my bracha is only chal until I take it off for my shower. Then do you have to make a new bracha when you put on your tzitzis again?
Yes.
According to everybody. Right? Because I actively had kavana not to be motzi the second time. So the poskim said if you wanted it, you could do that. If the tefillah is not, after swimming, the poskim assume you probably do, because often that's a long thing. Now, a shaila that comes up all the time is, what about if you take it off for Kiddush, so your it doesn't get dirty, right? There's a Kiddush in between Shacharis and Musaf and your shul, so then what do? So Rav Gustman says, look, if there's a Kiddush, and you know there's a Kiddush, like on Rosh Hashanah, a lot of shuls have a Kiddush, everyone knows that. So then he says, do you have to make a new bracha? No, because when you put on your talis, also in Rosh Hashanah, people do it because if they're going past Chatzos, many shuls will have a Kiddush before Tkiyah Shofar to make sure you eat before Chatzos. Many shuls think it's Asr. You know, Rav Henkin thought it was so Asr that he refused to give smicha to any of his students unless they promised they would never do this, and he revoked their smicha al tanai. He said, if you ever allow your shul to have a Kiddush before Tkiyah Shofar, you lose your smicha retroactively. I'm giving you smicha al tanai. That's how much he was opposed to it, because you're not allowed to eat before you do a mitzvah. Right, if you have a chiyuv mitzvah, you can't eat.
No, you can do that.
I don't know if you can do it. That's what he did. Okay. So Rav Gustman and the Piskei Tshuva would say, look, when you have a case like that, everybody knows there's going to be a kiddush. So if you take off your talis, it's not considered hesach adas. But Rav Aaron Kotler, on the other hand, says maybe not. On the Chelkos Yaakov says that if you have this, if you take off your talis. And go to a kiddush and go home and do some learning, it's really problematic. You probably shouldn't do that. What about going to sleep if you take a nap? If you take a nap without tzitzis on? So, the easiest thing to do is to keep your tzitzis on, because then you're fine. There's a machlokas about what happens if you don't keep your tzitzis on, but you use it as a blanket. Does that count? Some posts can say that counts and you still don't have to make a bracha. Other posts can say that's not if you wear tzitzis. But let's say you did take it off. It's in machlokas. Some poskim say, well, you went to sleep, so now that's automatically hesach adas. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says this is a suffix. Right? On the one hand, you might say, well, I went to sleep, now I had hesach adas. The other one might be, no, a nap doesn't count as hesach adas for these purposes. So it's a machlokas. The Piskei Tshuva writes that if it's a if it's shenas arai, right, a short nap, everyone would agree that you don't have to. The machlok is by a long nap. Is that considered a break or a hesach adas? There is a machlokes. If you wear your tzitzis to sleep, do you make a new bracha in the morning? And we'll come back to that, because that depends on the ksus laila question. So we're going to come back to that one. Again, I said if the poskim say that you have intent dafka not to put it back on, so that might make it that you're chayiv in a another bracha. Now, some poskim say another case that comes up is what happens: you have a special Shabbos tzitzis, right? So you put it back on Shabbos, right, Friday. So then, after your shower Friday night, Friday afternoon, you put on a new tzitzis. So some posts can say you don't have to because you always had it in mind. I don't know, right? You could argue with that. The last thing, and this is very complicated. How do you know? How do you determine that something you definitely had intent not to put it back on? So the posts can say if you folded your talis and put it away, that's evidence of the fact that you had hesach adas, right? I put it away. And as we said, the Ramah has this shita of the Maharam Rutenberg that as long as I'm wearing a talis katan and taking off my talis, that already helps me not have to make a new bracha. The interesting case, and I'll just say this very quickly, the Mechaber writes that if your talis falls off completely, do you have to make a new bracha?
Yes.
And here the Ramah doesn't argue. Why not? Mishnah Berurah says, why not? Because you didn't have kavana, right? Taking it off, maybe you're connecting it to your original bracha, but if you let it fall off, right, so then you had no kavana. So here the Mishnah Berurah writes that everyone is modeh, that you have to make a new bracha if your talis falls off, ironically.
That's pretty whack.
Rav Asher Weiss, in his Tshuvot, argues, and he says, I don't think so. He's like, I know the Mechaber writes it, and I know the Mishnah Berurah says everyone agrees, but I don't think that's true. I'm not convinced. He says there are certain Rishonim who say not that way, who say, look, it fell off. What do you mean? That's not a hefsek, right? Like, I know when I put on my talis that it might fall off. That's not called hetzach adas. Just because I wasn't aware that it was falling off now and I didn't take it off within then, that's not called. And therefore, Asher Weiss says, since there are Rishonim who say that it's not true, and I'm not convinced of the lumdas, Sagi Brachalahakel, he thinks, he postens against the the Shulchan Aruch.
So he's arguing against the statement that says Avon agrees.
Correct. He thinks that not everybody agrees. Again, there are many, many other issues that come up here, but I want you to understand that what we saw already yesterday is plays out here, right? That you have the Mechaber who basically takes from our Gemara that what you learn from here is that Bracha goes every Maisa Mitzvah, it's not about Hesach Hadad, it's not about anything. The Ramah says no, there are two things that could break it, either Hesach Hadad or a formal break. And within the Ramah, which becomes the accepted position, you get this range of positions. Is it half an hour, 2 hours? If I'm going to do an activity, is that a formal break? If I'm wearing a talis with a bracha on it, does that count now as a formal break? Because it's like tefillin. What if I'm going to sleep? Machlokas, is that called a formal break? If I have intent, dafka, not to be yotze, then everyone agrees.
Is it a talis kato?
What?
Why does this apply to a talis kato?
What? It does. All this is about talis kato or talis kato. The only difference between them is that is the, what the Ramah writes in Mamar Rutenberg is that if I take off my talis kato while I'm wearing my talis katan, so then we assume there isn't hesach hadas because if Ramah writes because since I'm like in the mindset of talis, right, that's enough, which not everyone agrees with, but that's what he quotes in Mamar Rutenberg.
If for some reason you were to take off your talis katan while you're wearing your talis kato, would that also work for the murmur?
Presumably. And then somehow get it back on? Yeah, presumably, same idea. Presumably that'd be the same idea. But those are some of the issues that come up. So lemaisa, right, if you take off your talis and you go exercise, so again, the standard seems to be that we're very make on these. So if you're going like in a half hour run, you know it, you're taking a quick shower, most postmen would say you don't have to make a new bracha. The Rabbavadi would say you would, Sfaradim would.
And
but within Ashkenazi postkim, so if you go for a run out of the house, right, you don't just exercise in your house, so then Moshe Sternbach would say, yes, you would make a bracha, because time has passed plus change in makom. If it's a very, very long run and shower, or you get caught up in something else, then pretty much everyone would agree that at that point you make a bracha, that's a Shlomo Zalman. So halacha l'maisa, but you see, the principles are easy. The application is a little bit hard, but the principle of, is it about a maisa mitzvah? Is it about hesach hadas? Is it about a formal break? That's basically, these are all variations on that, and they argue within that. Those are basic guidelines for you, right? I can't tell you exactly what's in every case, but yeah, I think if you go for a 2-hour run and go showering, right, you shower and you know, relax for a little bit and you went outside, you know, you went for a run outside, I think at that point most of the postgame are going to come, are going to stack up to say you do have to make a new bracha. So those are just some of the basic issues that have come up here, and hopefully tomorrow we'll figure it out. But either way, this was because of Daniel's question, so I said we'll take one day, flesh it out a little bit, and we'll end there.